Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, Lee, it's, excuse me, it's not crime. Not really. Okay. All right, it is crime. But it's also Democrat protest.
Oh, okay.
So you can't stop it. Remarkable statement from Barack Obama and J.B. Pritzker overnight. You know, the Democrat governor of Illinois. That you should not, admitting that Democrats... and they're, you know, associated street thugs are committing crime out there on the streets of Chicago and Portland. They are, but it's like not a big deal. We shouldn't deploy the military to stop them. This is what the Democrats' position has shifted to from, hey, it's just mostly peaceful protests. Don't mind the building burning behind me. Yeah. To, all right, it is crime, but we should be able to do it because we're mad. These are the same people who pretend to be so horrified by January 6th that it's worse than 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, which they have actually said. Never mind, the only thing damaged was Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Right. Okay. So let me re-update, because this is incredible what's happening here, and a lot of folks focusing on the Middle East, and they're missing this. Okay, first, this is chilling, okay? J.B. Pritzker telling ICE agents, look, a time is coming, and fairly rapidly, telling ICE agents in Chicago, who, by the way, have been there for over 100 years. They used to be called INS, but Google. 100 years. And before that, they said they were there doing immigration enforcement. Before that, they just weren't called the INS. So this is not new. J.B. Pritzker threatening to arrest ICE agents because a day is coming when Trump can't protect them anymore. Now, notice he doesn't say arrest them for what? Enforcing federal law? I don't know. Objecting to having a $10,000 bounty on your head? I don't know.
The tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run. We're just talking to the state's attorneys and to the attorney general of the state of Illinois about how they can go at this.
Yeah, just put them in prison. Because that's what Democrats do. They don't like you. You get in the way of their illegal immigrant voter drive, which is illegal. And they just put you in prison, I guess, for defending yourself.
Well, defending the Constitution, for one thing. Because you're talking about federal employees here.
If Obama and Pritzker don't like federal law, they want open borders, run on that. Change the law, sponsor legislation, you know, democracy, as they call it. Now, listen to this. I'm going to replay the heck out of this. This is crazy. This is Barack Obama admitting Democrats are committing street crime, admitting this, but saying, well, you know, but it's just not fair to send in the military.
As I listen to this, I hear two things. One,
I had the wrong clip. Wrong clip here. Here we go.
When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection or
a terrorist act,
that is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
That makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that's almost on a level with a Kamala Harris word salad there.
Except it has
Barack
meaning.
Obama's better than that. He's slipping because he used to be pretty slick.
Well, nope, he's admitting now. They're very casual about this. Before it was, well, it's mostly peaceful. Yeah, we're out there committing crime, but you shouldn't use the military to stop us. It's not fair. Well, what kind of crime? Well, crime against ICE. Well, no, like really what kind of crime? Because we can actually enumerate it. Because we're in court right now fighting over whether the National Guard can stop Democrats from attacking federal ICE buildings and agents. What kind of crime? Well, there's an actual list. Federal officers assaulted with rocks, bricks, pepper spray, and incendiary devices. Some have been hospitalized. Just a little Democrat street crime.
You know, I'm old enough to remember another Democrat governor that fought federal troops coming in. His name was Governor George Wallace.
Yeah. Can you imagine if the other side had argued, hey, you know, we're just going to throw some bricks here and put some people in the hospital. But it's just a little bit of crime. It's totally normal. Damaged federal property, blocked means of ingress and egress. These are just a little bit of street crime, so we're clear. Rammed occupied law enforcement vehicles off the road. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of Democrat street crime, no big deal. Slashed tires, threatened and doxed ICE agents and their families. And their families. Yeah, just call the wife. Break-ins at the home of ICE agents? Wow, somebody dig into that.
Yeah.
That's new. They're breaking in now? Tell us again, Obama. Just a little bit. Just a little street crime. Yeah, it's nothing like finding Antifa in your living room.
Yeah.
When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection
or a terrorist act.
Or a terrorist act.
Mm.
That is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
They rammed, 10 of them, rammed the ICE agents' cars off the road, surrounded them, and one pulled a gun. Just a little street crime. This
is the normalization of crime that they approve of against people they oppose.
Yep.
That's what he's trying to do.
Break-ins at homes of officers and a $10,000 bounty for Border Patrol tactical commander. Just a little street crime. Look, Lee, you got to have a sense of humor about life. I mean, just because somebody puts a $10,000 price in your head, come on, lighten up.
Yeah, it's going to be real funny when one of these Antifa clowns breaks into some ICE member's home who are armed and drop them right there.
I hope so.
How funny is that going to be is what I want to ask them.
I hope they drop them on the hardwood so they don't have to replace the carpet and go to that expense.
Because that's where this is leading up to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Obama's flaming that. He is fanning the flames of that.
Yeah, I know.
And this is just how.
Well, Pritzker is as well.
Yeah. Don't do your job. Might arrest you. And that's if we don't get you in your living room. This is who they are now. And think about this. One of the scariest things last week, Greg Bovino, the guy with the $10,000 price tag on his head. And by the way, there's more than one agent. He's just the one we know about. The scariest part was the $2,000 part, quite frankly, because that was the reward for kidnapping him and extracting information from him. And that's why he was on Fox News going, how do you think they plan to do that? Well, torture, obviously. Just a little street crime. Don't make us mad. So this is degenerating rapidly. But you know what it is? It's Exhibit A. Why we need the military. What has changed here with the Democrat? Because this is not normal, okay? Obama's acting like, yeah, we've always broken into their living rooms. We've always threatened and doxed their wives. What are you talking about? It's democracy. Do you even hear yourself? Meanwhile.
Positively tone deaf.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here's the Illinois speaker. Okay, keep in mind, I played the audio last week from the ICE director of the building we're talking about here, Broadview, right? Do you realize they throw flammable incendiary devices? That's homemade bombs, right? Molotov cocktails. Yeah. Through the windows of the ICE facility, which they have smashed out. That is why Trump moved in it's not a permanent fence. It's one of those that you can deploy around the building. I don't know what you call it. The Illinois speaker did a press conference standing in front of it, likening it to the Berlin Wall. So they're mad they can't smash the windows out with, you know, inflammatory devices.
And an American president actually ordered an iron fence to be erected in an American city. Just as the Berlin Wall did in 1961, this fence stands as a symbol of division. Mr. Trump, tear down this fence now.
Oh, you mean like the one that was around the White House when Biden was in office, that, and they put up extra fencing and moved it back so that you couldn't get close to the real fence?
Might have been the actual same fence. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, that was cool, though. That was fine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Again, Senator Eric Schmidt explains, there is nothing going on in Chicago or anywhere else in terms of ICE agents being on the ground and deporting people that has not been going on for 100 years. This is not new. Democrat violence is new.
What's happening with the assault on ICE officers is truly shocking. Deportations are nothing new. Bill Clinton deported 12 million people. 12 million people. You didn't see this. The radicalization that's happened on the left that plays out with political violence is real.
Bill Clinton, if you Google that, he deported a million people. And then the other 11 million, he's actually using Trump's almost exact policy at the border of, hey, if you show up here, we caught you. Let us deport you. If you agree to be deported, we'll put you on a plane right now and you won't have to have an immigration hearing, which would then lead to you not being able to get a visa later. 11 million people agree to that, but it's just a different form of deportation. But yes, he deported 12 million people. Totally normal, right? I mean, they're acting like this has never been done before and they have a right to respond with violence, including breaking into the homes of ICE agents, threatening and doxing their wives, their kids. Just a little Democrat street crime. Ah, I see. Ah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody finally covered it. I've been waiting for this. Admitted all of the footage, endless it seems, from Newsmax to Fox News. And it's great. It's very happy of the Israeli hostages being greeted by their family. And I can only imagine the joy. You know, that person, you didn't know that you'd ever see them alive again. But I was waiting for some other footage. I was waiting. I knew. And I was like, are they going to suppress it forever? Is our media going to deny us this footage? You know, of the 2,000 terrorists we just released. That would be 1,000, that would be 100 Gaza terrorists in exchange for each of those hostages. Yes, them returning as conquering heroes to Gaza. I knew it was out there. I was just waiting for somebody to have the courage to show it to us. Risk the ratings hit. Fox News did. I started timing. 8 seconds. 8 seconds. Now, if Joe Biden did this deal, that footage would run round the clock. It would. And I'd be a hypocrite if I covered this any other way. If Joe Biden released 2,000 Hamas terrorists, including 250 who killed Israeli, U.S., and other citizens in terror attacks, one of whom killed over 30 in a single hit, good for him, I guess. What? We're excited about this deal. I'd be a hypocrite. Because if Joe Biden did this, I'd absolutely just incinerate him. And you know what Fox News would be doing right now? They would be playing the other footage of the terrorists returning to Gaza on buses like conquering heroes. But they're going to disarm. No, they never agreed to disarm. That's not in step one or step two. In fact, they're currently refusing to disarm. And they're out. See, in my world, you don't let evil like that walk in the world. You know why? We do not care what happens to the Israelis. There's a lot of them that are not happy about this. I just had a friend return from Israel, and the mood on the ground is not what you're seeing in TV, on TV. And what's upsetting is not that the war is over. That's great for now. It's that they let him go. And that is the deal here. And folks, that's been the deal. Hamas offered that to Biden a year ago. They didn't dare take it because they knew how it would go. The image of the terrorists returning home as conquering heroes, all 2,000 of them, some of them very famous. Go Google this online. There's a famous photo from the year 2000 of a Hamas terrorist holding up his hands are literally dripping with the blood of the Israeli soldier. They took a wrong turn. Mob executed him with their bare hands. We'll just let him go. So he just was released. Some very famous faces. The Sbarro pizza bomber, out. He's out. Now the terrorist who killed school children, out. In Gaza. That's the footage that would play round the clock and Joe Biden couldn't do it because it would have hurt him or Kamala's chances in the election. That's the God's honest truth. Now, I hope that Netanyahu and Trump have a plan. I hope that they do, because this is dangerous as heck. I went and re-pulled this, because Americans, and look, Israel do whatever Israel wants. Trump do whatever Trump wants. But here's the problem. Headline, Canada's immigration office admits it failed to check suspected terrorist backgrounds. Why? They don't, because they see Palestine as a liberated homeland, an ally of theirs. So welcoming people on the terror watch list is not a big deal. Problem with that is they come right over our border. Headline, nearly 90% of terror suspects entered the U.S. through land border, came via Canada, not the southern border. How many? A whole lot, actually. In 2024, they're still doing this, by the way. 358 individuals on the U.S. terror watch list were stopped at a Canadian border crossing, compared with just 52 stopped at a Mexican border crossing. Hope they don't make it here. Christopher Wray, for all his flaws, head of the FBI, when asked what his biggest fear was, he said post-October 7th, he feared that the Hamas terrorists and other Palestinians would come here to attack Jews or others. And they got a pipeline of them. Can come through Canada. Trump knows. This was an incredible risk to take. Incredible risk to take. And our side's getting the story wrong, bigly. I think it's because a lot of people don't follow, like, you know, foreign relations day to day like I do. here's why this all just went. It's not because Trump bombed Iran. They're not afraid of Trump. Qatar's not afraid of Trump. Qatar and Trump actually cut a golf course deal earlier this year, $6.5 billion. Build a hotel and a golf course, Trump Inc. Except kids negotiated it. They also sent him a plane earlier this year. So they thought they could get away with hiding the Hamas leadership. Israel said, no, you can't, and bombed the Hamas leadership in Qatar. So they're not afraid because Trump bombed Iran, and that's why this, no. If they were afraid, they wouldn't be harboring a designated terror group. They're not afraid at all. No, they were mad because Netanyahu actually bombed them on Qatari ground. Now, what was shocking, and the reason you're seeing all these Islamic leaders praise Trump right now, I'm not going to lie to you, the reason you're seeing it is Trump did something we never seen before. They've never seen it. No Democrat would dare do it. Trump called off Netanyahu before he could finish killing the Hamas leaders that were being harbored in Qatar. Prove something. Something that actually might end up to be very valuable to us and Trump, ironically. It proved Israel's our dog and we got him on chain. They're a proxy army. It's not the other way around. No matter what Candace always tells you, she's looped. No, Trump called off Netanyahu before he could finish killing Hamas's leadership and Qatar was able to get him out of the country. They're still alive. Now, we did get six of them, Netanyahu got six of them, which is good. This sent shockwaves. I know because I listen to all the podcasts. People was like, is Trump switching sides? This has been going on for like 2 months. Everybody's like, nobody can figure out what to make of it. That was in like September. Oh, you didn't know all that. Yeah, our side's not talking about it right now. And I hate dishonesty, whether it's from us or them. I don't care. I don't care. So I'm going to cover this thing like I'd cover it if Joe Biden did it. If Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had a $6.5 billion golf course deal with Qatar, and when Qatar wanted Israel to stop killing the Hamas terrorists it was harboring, calls up Trump, and Trump does. By the way, here's the coverage of that. Agency France.
Reports from the news outlets Politico now, which is claiming that the White House wrote Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's recent apology to Qatar over Israeli strikes in the country, and that a senior Qatari envoy was present in the Oval Office to ensure Netanyahu followed the prepared script.
Made him apologize for killing Hamas leadership. By the way, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. But why are all these Islamic leaders giving Trump props? Well, they're thrilled he protected what's left of the Hamas leadership and then let out the rest so they can reconstitute. But they have a newfound respect for Trump because he's completely conquered Netanyahu and he can unleash him anytime he wants. And Trump said that yesterday. It's just nobody knew what to listen for. I'll play that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Overnight, President Trump wrapped up his trip to the Middle East with a summit in Egypt where he actually signed the Gaza ceasefire deal. It was a day of celebration here in Tel Aviv as so many reunions took place. The hostages freed from Hamas captivity, meeting their families again after more than 2 years. Negotiators are expected to immediately start working toward phase two of the agreement. President Trump told me he's confident it's going to work out fine.
I'd like to talk about phase two of the deal. Already, Hamas has said they're not willing to disarm. What leverage do you have over Hamas at this point?
We have a lot of leverage over them, and the countries that would back them or had backed them in the past are not going to be doing it any further. And I think they want peace also. They've gone through hell. You know, there have been 70,000 killed of them. And they rebuild and they regrow, but it's not easy. And I think they probably say, we don't want this anymore. Look, they agreed to this. They agreed to the terms. So they'd be going against the terms of the agreement. So I think it's going to work out fine. Maybe you're going to have to be a little bit strong about it, or maybe not. But they've agreed to disarm, and they've agreed to other things also.
Hamas has not agreed to disarm at all. That's phase three. So what Hamas is actually agreed to do was return the 28 bodies that are dead, and then the 20 bodies that are alive. So far, they've only come up with 4 of the 28 dead bodies, already in violation of the agreement, and now they're refusing to disarm, which Fox News actually reported later in that segment. And I finally saw the coverage I'd wanted to see, which was, and I knew I would see it, the buses full of Hamas terrorists rolling into Gaza, and they're greeted as conquering they're terrorists, conquering heroes, while refusing to disarm. And I knew, because I know what the deal actually is, I knew what Trump was saying here. And it's very interesting. There's two parts to this. He knows he just let out some of the world's worst terrorists to get this deal, which, by the way, was the same demand Hamas made of Joe Biden. They just didn't dare do it because we would have played that role of the terrorists being greeted like conquering heroes as they enter Gaza again and again and again and again. Fox News did 8 seconds this morning, focused on the hostages instead. I mean, it's great that they're, and it's very historic that they've been released. But the price was excruciating. Again, the worst of those, the 250 killed, have killed between them over 1,000 people. They're out. They were serving life sentences, so there's not some master plan here. Like, well, we could, Mossad wanted him out so they could kill him. No, they're life sentence. They're lifers. They were lifers in an Israeli prison. They were never getting out. They should never, ever have been released. Trump knows that. Trump knows that. The good news, to the extent there is any, is that Hamas is already in violation. So hopefully this is the part where Trump lets Israel off the leash that he put them on in Qatar. And Israel was shocked by this. I mean, they went to Qatar. Qatar is harboring the Hamas leadership, and Israel bombs Qatar. They don't bomb Qatar country. They just bomb in Qatar. And Trump demanded that Netanyahu stop and made him apologize. Unfortunately, Netanyahu was not able to finish killing the Hamas leadership before then. So they're out too. Trump knows this. That's why he said this in his speech. He's talking to Hamas and probably Qatar and Turkey, who are supposed to be part of this peace deal, but have been funding Hamas all along and will continue funding Hamas. I think it's going to change here because Qatar just learned. And really, Turkey, and you see the head of Pakistan praising Trump. He's an Islamist. The head of Turkey is an Islamist dictator, a brutal one. I've never seen a U.S. president dare to call off Israel when Israel was murdering Hamas, when Qatar is harboring internationally wanted terrorists who are on our terror watch list. It was a remarkable moment. I would have absolutely filleted Biden for it. And you would have cheered me on while I did it. So I'm going to apply the same standard to Trump and hope there's some plan here I don't see. And there could be. He's talking to Hamas, Qatar, Turkey, and most especially Iran here when he's saying, look, I know I had to let out 2,000 of you to get this deal, something Biden wouldn't even dare do going into the election. That's why Democrats are so jealous. They wanted to save Hamas, but they didn't dare do it because we'd have filleted him for it. We would have, again, showed that role of those buses rolling into Gaza with a terrorist like conquering heroes coming off those buses. Terrorists who literally in pictures had Israeli blood dripping off their hands, may have American blood dripping off their hands in the future. Here's his warning to Hamas and Iran and everybody who would enable them. He's talking to them because he knows they're out.
The United States has the greatest and most powerful military in the right now history of the world. I can tell you we have weapons that nobody's ever dreamt of. I only hope we never have to use them. I rebuilt the military. I was proud to do it. But some of the things I hated to do, I hated certain of the weapons because the level of power is so enormous. It's so dangerous, so bad. But we have to do what we have to do. We make the best weapons in the world, and we've got a lot of them. And we've given a lot to Israel, frankly. I mean, Bibi would call me so many times, can you get me this weapon, that weapon, that weapon? Some of them I never heard of, Bibi, and I made them. But we'd get them here, wouldn't we? And they are the best. They are the best. And you used them well. It also takes people that know how to use them. And you obviously used them very well. But so many that Israel became strong and powerful, which ultimately led to peace. That's what led to peace.
He's telling the truth there. It wasn't because we bombed Iran. It was because two things. Number one, Netanyahu went to Qatar and killed Hamas leadership. We should have let him finish. But Trump pulled him back like a dog on a chain. And what does this mean? Netanyahu was completely in Trump's control. Something they didn't think was possible. Because remember, there was a falling out between Trump and Netanyahu. Netanyahu supported Biden. Trump thought he was his friend. So there's no love lost between those two. And Qatar wanted the bombing to stop because they've got a golf course deal with Trump, $6 billion. Which ironically could actually help us achieve peace in the Middle East. But if Biden did it, I'd fillet him. So, and that's what's going on. I hope they can control Hamas. I hope that they can. And I hope none of those guys make it over the Canadian border. Because Katie bar the door if that happens. Love that Halloween music. All right. So in the Democrat Party, the prosecutors think Fannie Willis are criminals themselves. Or the innocent are prosecuted for having the wrong political views, think Donald Trump. Well, from the You Can't Make This Up file, Letitia James, Big Tish, who point blank committed mortgage fraud. I mean, it can't get any clearer than it is. said she was living in a house she's not living in and cannot live in because it's not, she cannot have the primary domicile there or she would have to resign her job as a corrupt and practically criminal prosecutor in New York because you have to actually live in New York to have that job. And she signed papers under penalty of perjury saying actually she lived somewhere else. But she doesn't live there. Who do? Who does? Her tenants. Put tenants in air quotes. Tenants. They're actually her nieces living in her Virginia property. Including one who's evading arrest in North Carolina. She's a fugitive. Moved into Aunt Letitia's bank fraud home. To just hide out. So let me get this straight, okay? The Attorney General of New York City is harboring a fugitive from justice in North Carolina. Okay. What'd she do? Oh, you're going to love this. Among the seven charges, burglary tools, possession of, larceny, grand larceny, 200 or more, three charges of contribution to delinquency of a minor and abuse of a child, and conspiracy to commit larceny of greater than $200, which is, again, a felony in North Carolina. Cool. So she's wanted in North Carolina. So let's get this straight. Letitia, no one is above the law, James, is harboring a fugitive in her bank fraud home. Anybody remember what she got Trump for? A sophisticated form of commercial mortgage fraud. You remember who testified on his behalf? The supposed victims, the banks. They're like, no, he didn't lie to us. Now we'd love to do another loan with him, paid on time and everything. Did you lose any money? No. Why are you prosecuting him? Nobody knows. Whereas Tish James is committing like actual fraud, like the real kind. But what is Donald Trump really guilty of? According to Letitia James last week, not being brown enough. I guess orange doesn't count. Here she is leading a chant. Listen to this racist chant by Letitia James.
Stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale. Too male, too pale, and too stale. And we will not go away silently. We will not be silent.
So just to recap this segment, the corrupt Democrat Attorney General of New York, who clearly committed mortgage fraud, is now hiring a fugitive from justice. Yeah, sounds about right. She's a Democrat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.